Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What it is, what it do, Cyberworld. It is your girl, the one, the only, Ash Said It. AshSaidIt.com. AshSaidIt.com. Welcome to the Ash Said It Daily Podcast Show. I appreciate you guys for all of your love and support. Over 1,600 episodes and 500,000 streams worldwide. None of that would be possible without you guys. So I thank you so, so very much. And yes, we are going into a beautiful springtime, darling. Yes, the flowers are blooming. The trees are full and just gorgeous. And I've got my buddy here, Julian, with me today. Hey, Julian.
Hey, how's it going?
It is well. It is well. So, Julian, let everyone know, where are you in this world today? Where are you?
I'm in San Jose, California.
Ooh, beautiful San Jose. I mean, yeah. Every place in Cali, I'm envious a little bit, Julian. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm in the South. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, so our weather is, like, very temperamental. So it can be nice 1 minute and then crazy the next minute.
I love Atlanta. I've loved everybody I've met from Atlanta so far.
Cool beans. All right. So, Julian, let's talk about the inspiration behind your brand.
Yeah. Winewhisk. So, yeah, Winewhisk is basically a new type of wine aerator. It's a new take on it. It's basically we designed something small and flexible that attaches to the side of your wine glass. So when you swirl wine in your glass, this little attachment will mix air and oxygen into the wine, aerate it, and basically just make it taste better by bringing out all the flavors. I guess my inspiration, where I used to do wine tours for a living when I was still living in South Africa, in a wine region there called Stellenbosch. I did wine tours there for years, you know, taking tourists on wine tastings kind of 5-6 days a week.
Oh, wow.
And it was back then, you know, doing all those tastings every day that I started, we started getting these ideas. But it wasn't until years later, when I was living here in San Jose, one of my roommates bought a 3D printer. And we started playing around with the 3D printer, and yeah, that's how the first version came about, just drinking wine. Yeah. Trying stuff, really. Yeah.
So, for you, Julian, what would you say was the first challenge after you had this great idea for this aerator?
So, I mean, there were a few that hit us pretty early on. The first challenge was... Kind of finding the right kind of material to work with. Because this is like quite a small item, it basically needed to be soft enough to take the shape of whichever wine glass you're putting it into, but still be firm enough to stay on the glass when you're swirling the wine.
Yes.
So that was tricky. That took us I think it was more than a year of trial and error with different materials to get that right.
Gotcha. So yeah. What would you say has been your proudest moment with the brand?
Proudest moment, honestly, I think it's tied between two. You know, I think my first, like, earliest proud moment was when someone, you know, I heard by the grapevine that, you know, someone I had given some early samples to had passed them along, and they, you know, basically my best friend gave it to his father-in-law, like someone I didn't know. And he became obsessed with them and lost his and got quite upset and bought some more. So that was a really nice thing to see someone, you know, who didn't want to drink their wine without them anymore. That was a big thing.
This was actually...
I was going to say, like, another thing, another big moment was when we first started getting into retail stores and just to see them, you know, going off the shelves on their own without us trying to convince people to buy them. That was really special.
Yes. Now, this is the first aerator that I've actually had that was so petite and cute, because usually they're these big things that you hook onto the wine bottle. This is the first one that I saw that was so cute. It was so unique. I've never seen one to actually curve to a glass like that, and then to actually taste a difference. I was like, wow, this changes things. This is absolutely a different taste from previously, and I never in a million years would have thought. You made me a believer, Julian. You absolutely made me a believer. Nice. Because
that's so cool. I mean, that's the thing. You know, I was always working with wine and doing those wine tastings and stuff. So I always liked the whole aeration side of wine tasting. But I think where current aerators struggle, or like the more traditional ones, is you don't really get that before and after comparison.
Right.
You know, you're kind of pouring it out of the bottle through the aerator and you get what you get. You don't know what it was like before. Did it work? You know. So I think that's where ours is different, is because it's happening in the glass, you get those few sips first, then you start aerating and changing while you're drinking, which is, it's fun.
It's amazing. Amazing. So I know that, you know, you guys are always working on innovative stuff, Julie, and there's always new things happening and going. Can you give us any insight on maybe the next project for you guys?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, we've been doing really well with our little on-the-glass aerators, and just getting really good feedback from a lot of even wineries that are starting to use them. And we started working with one or two other wineries that are testing a decanter that we've started making. So you could aerate the entire. So I mean, the goal with our little aerators is we get to aerate the wine in the glass, you know, in a very short space of time. Traditional decanters, you kind of need to leave it for 30-35 minutes for it to breathe. So we're trying to make a decanter in a similar style to the aerators that will aerate an entire bottle in 2-3 minutes.
Okay.
Definitely
seeing that coming to fruition. I see that for you guys. You guys have done an amazing job so far. So I know that this is going to be an amazing addition to it. So a little birdie told me, Julian, that you have a little something extra for our audience today. What would that be?
Yes. So we've made a discount code for our website. If you go into winewith.com and you enter and you would like to buy some aerators for yourself to try, you could use the promo code ASHZIT, and you'll get a 25% discount on whatever you buy.
I love that. Thank you so much, Julian. Thank you so much for stopping by, because I know that you guys are super busy. There's all, you know, stuff going on, and everybody's trying to get back to some sense of normal. We'll see if that happens anytime soon.
Yeah.
But Julian, let everyone know again, what is the website and how to follow you guys on social media?
Cool. The website is winewisk.com. It's wine and then WISK.com. We're on Instagram too. You find us, Wine with Garrett on Instagram.
I love it. All right. Much more success, Julia. I know that there's going to be some other big announcements the next couple of months. You guys have to come back and talk about it. All right. I believe in your products, Julian. So you got to come back.
Thanks, Ash.
Not a problem. I appreciate each and every one of you guys. Thank you so much for your love and support. Keeping in mind, anyone to tell you that you can't do what you want to do, you look them square in the face, you tell them, don't believe me. Just watch. Watch what I do. Watch me make it happen. Watch me make history. That's what we're doing this for, the history books. Social media is nice, but real life is so much better. Until next time, you guys.